B-Pod Studios.
I just want to say I love all of you so much. I listen every single morning.
This is not good for society, children.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mamie, Roy, and Lorraine.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, everybody. It is the Mamie, Roy, and Lorraine Show. May 3rd. Today is Monday.
It's going to be May.
It's already May.
It's already May.
We're down at Nicole this morning. We'll tell you what happened to her. But first, before we do anything, let's get our Monday morning song on the radio so that we can shake the cobwebs off.
Let's go back to the year of like 2015, I believe it is.
Yes.
I believe 2015.
We had a producer named Victoria LaRose.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a popular song called Somebody by Victoria LaRose.
Come on. Natalie LaRose.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Natalie LaRose.
But we would always say Victoria. All right, here's your Monday song. Come on.
I'll just whip out a boob.
I knew you were going to hit that one.
Thanks,
guys. I knew it.
Oh, that's the best.
When you said just what I want to do, I was like, he's going to hit that whip out a boob. I know it.
Good morning, Lorraine. What's going on in your world? What's the one thing you need to tell us this morning?
Oh, so our like couple best friends, had a birthday party for their daughter yesterday, and they had this enormous bounce house water slide thing in their front yard.
Cool.
I can't even tell you. Cash must have gone down this water slide 100 times. Like 100 times.
Yeah.
But the very first time he went down, he was like sitting at the top and not sure if he wanted to go. And the face he made when he hit like full speed and then got into the water, he was like, he jumped up and the look on his face was pure shock until we started hooting and hollering like, yeah, buddy! And then he got excited, but he was so scared.
He's like, he didn't know what to think
no.
of it.
He was like, oh my God, am I dead? Am I hurt?
And then he liked it after that.
Yeah, he loved it. He did it 100 more times.
I love like that is the ultimate like parenting with a child and a dog. Like if for anything, you just go, yay!
Yeah.
And that fixes it. That
right.
fixes it. They fall, you just cheer.
Yeah. What about you, dude?
So I had to explain to my fiance country music to him. Because we're at Paco's Tacos this weekend and
I love Paco's.
It's really good. I like Paco's too. But it was our first time going there and he was really confused on why a Mexican restaurant is playing country music. And we start this whole conversation. He's like, I don't understand how anyone could like this music. It was kind of ruining the experience for him. I happen to like country music. So I told him, I said, well, you know, like when you listen to a song about strippers, it's not because you're a stripper or you like strippers. You just like the song.
Right.
And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, when they're singing, you think my tractor's sexy. If that person really doesn't have a tractor and that person really doesn't think that tractor is sexy, it's just a song.
It's a lifestyle.
It's just
it's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Yeah.
And so he's like, oh, and like that made it click. Because I think that when he listened to country music, he took it very literal. I think he was like,
he couldn't connect.
Couldn't connect. Because does everyone have like big trucks and boots and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, it's just.
So is he into it now?
No.
Oh.
No, but he at least understands how you can like the music. You know, like he would never understand. He'd hear me listen to a song and he's like, that's not you. Why are you listening to it?
Right.
Like, it's a good song.
Right.
So I broke down the country music barrier for my fiance at Paco's Tacos this weekend.
What about you, Manny?
What about me? I had a buddy in from high school. My buddy Platt came in to visit on Friday, stayed Saturday, and I showed him around South Charlotte. We didn't venture uptown because that's too far for me in Waxhaw.
Well, uptown's not as fun as it used to be anymore.
Yeah, like we didn't even come to South End. We just kind of.
Oh.
Yeah, we stayed like way south. South of Johnston Road, south.
No. That's south.
But he got a good look of what the Waxhaw and surrounding area is. So we did that. We did a little fire pit on Saturday night. And I have a neighbor, Nick, and Nick works in the logistics of business. And I find that fascinating because he's basically in charge of shipping for products, you know. And right now they're really pushing The Rock's new energy drink, which is like organic.
It's
like
an tequila. He does an energy drink too.
Yeah, he's got like an organic energy drink. And I think he works for the CIA. I think the whole thing is a cover-up because he's lived in different cities. This poor guy just got married to this woman from Costa Rica years ago, and they lived in Ventura,
California.
Wait,
you think The Rock's in CIA or your neighbor's?
No, my neighbor's
in
CIA.
Okay, your neighbor's in CIA.
Yeah, Rock definitely is. My neighbor, I think he is.
Okay.
So he, listen to this, Loren. He lives in Ventura County in LA, right on the beach, and then gets an opportunity, he says, when we're hanging out by the campfire, to move to like Alberta, Canada, where he said that the temperature is so cold that Fahrenheit and Celsius actually meet. That's how cold it gets.
We were like,
what?
What does that even mean?
Yeah. My buddy Platt turns to me and goes, definitely CIA. None of these stories are adding up. You're like, I know. The CIA needs to do a much better job of putting their stories out there.
Yeah.
But, we got tons to do today. It is still happening. The Manny, Roy, and Loren show wants to give you $10,000.
Yes, we do. It's called the Kiss Cash Code. We even got that $500 instant bonus at 8 a.m. Make sure you listen for the keyword. Big Show, you guys think I'm ruining my service dog, Cowie.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do. And I heard a rumor about something you did over the weekend, so we'll get into that.
Yeah. I saw a drunk woman at the airport, which made my day.
Yeah.
She even got kicked out of the airport, which was even better.
That's a story I want to talk about. Plus, we got a DM from somebody over the weekend who can't decide who to have her walk down the aisle for the wedding. Yeah, so we'll talk about that, too. Lots going on a Monday show. Nicole's not here. She's not feeling well. So sad.
Ari Positions with the Manny, Roy, and the Ray Morning Show. It's 95.1.
So producer Nicole came in today when I was here. She usually gets here first, and I come in, then Roy, and then at some point before the show, Loren shows up. And so today I walked in, and she's normally in the studio in my seat doing, like, work.
Mm-hmm.
And today she wasn't. And so I looked up, and I saw her, and she goes, through our little intercom, she goes, "Hey, I'm sick." What?
Yeah, I know. You can't just yell that out in a COVID pandemic.
It's not like a fever or anything. I think I ate bad food or like I have a stomach bug. So I immediately start spraying the studio down because she had come in here for a minute. I powered it with Lysol. And so we sent her home. But she told us something a little disturbing, Loren. You weren't here to hear this conversation.
Yeah, she said that she microwaved chicken last night. And we were talking about how, you know, you cook it and you got to make sure it's, you know, cooked well. And, yeah, you know, we told her it has to be 165. That's the golden temperature, 165. And she doesn't own a thermometer.
Okay.
Which she thought only like fancy people and chefs had that. And I'm like,
see that.
Yeah.
It's a life changer, though, when it comes to cooking.
Yeah. But like, I didn't own a thermometer for my meat until, I don't know, I was in my 30s.
See, I was one of the first things I bought because, like, I'm not consuming under temp chicken. Well, then we find out that she thought that a little pink in the chicken was okay.
That's where you go wrong.
That it makes it juicy.
And we said, no, this is not a steak. So she's gone.
Because, like, you, pinkness will go away even, like, at 150.
Yeah.
And that's technically undercooked. So, like, she must have been, like, 120, 130 for it to be pink.
Poor thing. So just think about Nicole today as she's dealing. She called it salmonella.
You really did. That's true. Salmonella.
I think I have salmonella. I was like, yeah, or Sal, his brother, is also bad. You don't want to have Sam or salmonella. They're bad. That's a bad family.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
All right. We're going to do a break. We'll come back. We're going to talk to you guys. It's a big day for so many people who listen to us this morning. We've got to praise you guys. Don't go anywhere.
Do you bitch listen to the Manny, Roy, and the Manny, Roy, and Loren, Kiss 95.1.
It is such a big day for so many who listen to us as they head into work. Today is National Teacher Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's right. National Teacher Day. Honoring the teachers and recognizing their latest contributions that make our lives You know, obviously they play a critical role in educating and shaping our children. But I love the teachers that take it one step further. And you guys know who you are. The teachers who check in on students' well-being, even outside the classroom. Teachers who take the time to work a little extra with a student who might not be understanding it, not just punching the clock. Those teachers, you guys are amazing. So thank you guys so much, especially as I have a second grader, soon to be third grader. And get this, we got a message last week that our second grade teacher will be moving to the third grade, and they wanted to know if we would like to stay in that class.
That's cool.
So we said yes. And I think 100% of the students are all moving with the same teacher.
I'm sure. But, you know, those kids will have such a stronger bond moving forward, too.
Yeah. And I said to Dean, are you sure? Because his school goes K through 5. And I'm like, you might want to have a different teacher.
Sure.
I know you love your teacher, your second grade teacher, but there's other opportunities.
Change it up. Maybe you like a learning style with someone else.
Yeah, he'll get to do it the year after.
Pretend I'm Dean and ask me if I'm sure.
Dean?
Yes. That's how quickly he answered.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's an interesting concept that the teacher moves up a year. Could you imagine if they did that every year? You just kept the same teacher.
Right. I mean, what is this, the 1800s, where you have one log cabin, one classroom?
Do you literally go to the schoolhouse? Is that literally where you go?
Didn't you have teachers, though, that you had, like, because you went to a Catholic school, right?
I did.
I went to a Catholic school, too, and, like, we didn't have the same homeroom teacher, but, like, we had the same art teacher every single year.
Yeah, we had the same art.
The librarian never changed.
Yeah.
I had a teacher named Mrs. Bear, and Lord, was she a bear to handle. I mean, she was a lot. She went up a year, and I made sure I didn't have her class.
I had Brother Ryan freshman year of high school, and Brother Ryan, I remember my friend, we all came from public middle schools, so we got to this Catholic high school, and it was like a sports high school, basically.
Yeah.
And my one buddy, who was a big football player, was like in the middle class, he yawned, he goes, yeah. Brother Ryan turns around and whips the eraser from the old chalkboard at him.
Oh my God.
And was like, that's a sign of a pig. Who do you think you are? You might be the athlete on campus, but in my classroom.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. He was angry. So we had him freshman year. Sophomore year, we didn't. Junior year, I see my one buddy looking at his schedule first day of school, and his eyes are as wide as can be. And he's looking down. He's going, whoa. And I'm like, what's the matter? He's like, I got Brother Ryan for English. I was like, sucker. I look at mine.
Brother Ryan.
You got Brother Ryan.
English. So we roll in, and Brother Ryan goes, listen, I know a lot of you from freshman year. You weren't humans back then. I had to break you. Basically, that's what he was saying.
Oh, my gosh.
He goes, now you're juniors, you're more adults, and it's going to be a fun class.
What school did you go to?
Oh, St. Joseph's in Montvale, New Jersey.
Your freshman year was like boot camp.
Yeah, it was. They forced us to take Latin. I'm like, what? I know pig Latin.
Do you know anything in Latin
no.
now?
That's nuts,
I couldn't
man.
Tell you one thing.
Teaching was different. Yeah. I can't believe that my teacher had the paddle still back when I was in elementary school.
Like on display.
Yeah, display. You had to sign your name if you got paddled.
Oh, my God.
So a little over a week ago, I went over there down to Puerto Rico. And when I was at the airport, they got this lounge. And
the Charlotte airport.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They got this new lounge where you can go to, and the people there, it's nice. It was COVID safe, but they still had, even at like 8 o'clock in the morning, a bar that you could drink from.
As you should when you travel.
As you should. Right. Cause rules are out the window. Like you can do whatever you want.
International like, waters.
Yeah, dude. I mean, when you're flying and it's 7 o'clock in the morning, have a cocktail. So it's like probably 8:30, and I'm getting me a mimosa, and there's a girl, and she's super outgoing, which I love, but she is so drunk, like slurred words, and she's trying to get another mimosa.
And it's what time?
Probably 8:30, 9, somewhere in that range. And the bartender's like, no, we're out. And then he's like, well, you're making him one. Pointing to me. And then she's like, well, my plane's about to leave. Hurry up. I need my mimosa. And he then says, well, we actually have a new rule. We cannot give you a mimosa if your flight's about to leave. Trying to come up with any lie to get her away.
Right.
And then she looks over at me and she goes, I love the fact you're drinking a mimosa. Listen, you're on vacation, sweetheart. It's sunny Florida. You do you.
And you're like, we're not in Florida.
We're not in North Carolina. We're in North Carolina. We are not in Florida. And she is laughing. She goes, let me tell you why I thought that. And she's trying to break down this weird thought process with me on why she thought we were in Florida. Clearly, she's been traveling for quite some time. And so
poor girl needs a mimosa.
Yeah, oh my God. I love like Roy pulls up. He's all excited to go out and he lands right next to this drunk woman.
Oh, and I love it. I'm to the point that once I get my mimosa, I go immediately to my fiance Sterling. I'm like, you got to go to the bar. I'm like, there is an awesome woman drunk out of her mind at 8 o'clock in the morning. Like, you got to go. And so he gets excited. He runs up.
She was probably a nervous flyer. You know, a lot of these people are nervous flyers and they drink and then they don't stop.
She's laughing, being loud. And like this is an airport lounge because it's morning and like not many people are allowed. She is loud. You can hear her voice echoing. So, you know, we both go back up to the bar because I want to see all the drama, the good tea. She's talking to everyone. The guy gives her a mimosa just filled with orange juice. She takes one sip. She goes, nope, doesn't taste right.
Oh, my gosh. I love her.
She's like, it's just too much orange juice. You need more champagne. Takes it back.
She's like a drug-sniffing dog.
So he finally says, breaks the news, I can't give you any more alcohol. Well, she then turns into the biggest Karen you've ever met in your life. Let me speak to your manager. He's like, well,
really?
Yeah.
She flipped the switch from fun
to drunk mean.
No.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I'm kind of the manager. I'm the manager of the bar. I run the bar.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. And so she goes, well, I'll find someone in charge. And she starts walking around to every single person saying, are you the boss? Are you the boss?
Come on.
This girl has been traveling. Clearly, she's on a layover, right? She's going to miss her connect over this stupid mimosa.
So she is complaining, and they're telling her there's nothing you can do. And they finally ask her if she can leave the lounge. Yeah. And so she goes to her friends, and she's telling her friends that they won't give me a drink, and I don't know why. And this place is so messed up. She's so drunk, and so she runs out of the lounge. Screaming, bye guys, see you later, to everyone just sitting there who witnessed this train wreck.
Was she alone?
No, she had like a group of friends and they were all laughing at her.
Oh.
They were having I loved it. They were having the best time.
Yeah.
Their best life at 8 o'clock in the morning at the Charlotte Airport.
Bachelorette party.
I mean, they were just hammered and they're literally running out laughing, screaming, see you guys.
Bye.
704 texted and said they've actually seen someone escorted out of the bar at the airport by police officers.
They were probably going to get hurt. Like, if she wasn't going to leave, she was that drunk. They were probably going to move her physically.
and you don't mess around at airports. Those are federal buildings, man. They'll charge you.
Yeah. Oh, the bartender was so sly. He was trying to come up with every rule.
Mm. Isn't Florida just the best?
That's how she was.
North Carolina. Well, look at you, smarty pants. I know we're in North Carolina. I picture her.
She was super loud.
Did you know there's also a South Carolina? I never been, but hair in the face. She's like,
blowing it out.
Yeah.
I never been. Who does that?
But imagine if she was the bride, too, on the bachelorette party.
Dude, you probably, that's so accurate. She told me this weird story that she flew from the west side of Florida to the east side of Florida. She's like, we pretty much taxied across the state. I mean,
that's not a bad line. I've taxied for a long period of time before, and I've yelled out on the plane, are we driving there? Is this thing going to take off eventually?
You're just going from East Coast, so it's like a 45-minute drive. Yeah. You could literally just drive it.
What's your name? What's your name?
I'm Roy.
Ron, come here.
Ron.
Come here.
You
see
that
girl over there? She's gang married to a guy, and we don't really like her.
Oh.
And I slept with him. Oh, really?
Like
a long time ago? No, last night. That's why I'm so drunk.
I'm like, do you want some grit? It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Can I get you a piece of toast?
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Loren, when you're getting ready to get married, who walks you down the aisle is a pretty big deal, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Who walked you down the aisle?
I walked myself down the aisle. And the reason that I did that is because my father had already passed away at that point. And I had gone back and forth a million times. Like, do I have my mom do it? Do I have my brother do it? And nothing ever felt right to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my dad should have been that person. And to be, and to replace him felt wrong to me.
Mm.
So instead of having somebody do it with me, I decided to walk myself down the aisle because I felt like he was irreplaceable.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you leave a seat open for him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amanda did too.
Yeah. We had like a lantern and a picture of him on a seat.
A lantern?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
We just left to put a program on the seat.
Well,
for
our whole.
Amanda's dad. No, I feel like we fell short.
No, our whole like wedding revolved around these lanterns.
Okay. Yeah. We got a DM from someone who says, hey, you guys, I need help picking out who should walk me down the aisle at my wedding. Whether you know it or not, you guys actually give pretty decent advice.
Okay.
She's so
she
wrong.
Didn't say even you, Roy, but I figure she's talking to you.
Okay. She joke.
My dad and stepdad were both very close to me, but yet they don't get along, and they're kind of jealous of each other. My mom has already said she does not want to walk me down the aisle, but does want my stepdad to walk me down the aisle. But I know that will make my real dad angry. My solution was to have my half-brother walk me down the aisle, but he thinks that solution will make everyone even angrier.
Mm.
And he said, you just need to pick dad or stepdad. And he thinks I should pick my father because he's my biological father. That could be justification for my choice. But honestly, my stepfather has done as much, if not as a better job than actually my dad has, who travels a lot.
Okay.
The other idea is just to walk down the aisle alone. What do you think? Love the show. And that's from Drea.
You know, I have seen people do this move, which I kind of liked too, where they would have like separated parents walk halfway down the aisle and then meet, and then the other parent would walk the rest of the way down the aisle.
Like, so picking up the baton.
Yeah, so maybe they could do that with dads.
It's not a bad move, but which dad will be the dad that gives her away? Biological dad, right?
I would think so.
That's the way I would play
it.
That's not a bad move.
I said, do
I said the baton.
That's what it kind of like. All right, here she comes. Here she comes. It's going to be my turn. I don't know.
Waiting.
With the arm out.
Arm out.
I just do whatever you want. It's your wedding.
It is your wedding.
It's your wedding.
At the end of the day.
She doesn't know what she wants.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean,
see, I told you we don't. Why did you say we give good advice, Drea? We don't.
I would never do anything at my wedding
to make someone
else happy.
Yes.
I would be doing it for me. It's my day.
704 said do one on each arm.
That's a bad.
803 says I agree. Have your stepdad walk you halfway down, then have your real dad step in and walk you the rest of the way down.
But you know, if you don't like your real dad, then tell him to sit down. Put him in the back. I don't care.
704. But she said she did like her real dad.
Oh, okay.
But just that the
she
stepdad
has a relationship with both.
The stepdad has been there for her because her real dad travels a lot. They both should walk her. Be adults and suck it up for 5 minutes.
No,
I agree.
That's kind of
how I feel.
Oh, they need to be adults. Yeah.
And she needs to sit them both down and be like, listen, I know that this is a situation, but it's my wedding day, and I really, really, really would like both of you to be involved. And if you can't be civil about it, I'll walk myself down the aisle. Mm-hmm. So you guys make the decision.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll come to that.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. 704 says, I'll never give any advice on what to tell my father. My little sister's having our little brother walk her down the aisle instead of my dad, and it's causing all sorts of drama.
But, you know, it's their wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. It's just...
So you just say, hey, here's what we're doing.
Yeah. It's whatever you want.
Yeah. There you go, Dre. It's your day. You do you.
And then, by the way, this is advice from the guy who keeps pushing off his wedding. So
and has a whole segment called Unqualified Advice.
Yeah. So I don't think anything else.
I talked to a buddy of ours who is a wedding DJ.
Uh-huh.
And I had no idea. He told me, I meant to ask you this real quick. He told me that he has back and forth like unspoken arguments with the caterer, because the caterer wants everybody to sit down and eat and enjoy the food that they made, and the DJ wants everybody to stand up and dance. And as a wedding DJ, did you find...
I never even communicated with the caterer, like ever, except, can I get a plate? that was the extent of my conversations, making sure the caterer fed me.
Yeah, this guy said that he got into an argument with the caterer a couple of weeks ago at a wedding, the first wedding he's done since the pandemic. And I was like, what was the argument? He said, because the caterer was mad that my music was keeping everybody away and they were dancing. And he goes, plus the bride was the one that said, keep them dancing.
But there's a time to eat and then there's the time to party.
Yes. Like every wedding I've been to, they go, all right, everybody sit down.
Yeah. But maybe he was playing the like fun music up front. So nobody wanted to sit down.
No, that's weird. You play Kenny Rogers while people eat and then you move into the fun
Kenny
stuff.
Kenny Rogers. Is that a good one?
I don't know. Kenny G.
Kenny G's
Kenny
not
G's
bad.
Good.
Yeah,
know.
I mean.
Depends on what type of wedding you have.
Where's my, here we go. This is not what you want to dance to, Lauren. All right, what would you want to eat to?
Right.
All right, guys, got some sirloin coming out, some filet mignon.
Yeah. Everybody go ahead and sit down, enjoy your meal. We'll be up and dancing in a little bit.
We have cream brulee.
So, Dre, not to add extra stress to your wedding day, but make sure the DJ and the caterer are working things out together.
Evidently, yeah. Who would have thought?
All right, Loren, you got an update for us, a big update we are all excited to talk about with you.
Yes. I've got an au pair update.
Good.
Yes.
All right, we'll get into
that. I don't want to give too much away because it's very confusing.
I heard that you hired and fired someone.
Yeah, I kind of did. Okay. All in the same moment.
All right, we'll talk to her coming up next.
The Laughs are here for you 24/7.
And you guys got an awesome show. I appreciate you guys for having the best morning show.
I love the show. I get up every morning. It's what I look forward to. Listen to you guys every day.
Manny, Roy, and Lorraine, Kiss 95.1.
Two smart people right there. Thank you guys so much for waking up with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine show. Thank you for the great ratings to start the year. We appreciate it. It means a lot. And the three of us, fully vaxxed in here, cannot wait to get back together with you guys and get out and say hi.
You know, before the pandemic, we did we took the show on tour to a bunch of Dunkins. And every Friday, we would party at a Dunkin'. We should do that again post-pandemic.
Yeah.
Just go out and meet everybody.
Yeah.
And,
once Governor Cooper gives us the hi-ho that we could hang out inside.
I still probably want my 6 feet distance. I've really gotten used to that.
Yeah, I like that.
Will you wear a mask even if the mask mandate is lifted indoors?
I think inside I might.
Inside I might.
I will not.
Yeah.
When you have this face, it's the only thing that drives anybody to talk to you.
Why would we think otherwise?
See, this is why we're going to lose Duncan as an advertiser. You wanted to not wear your mask.
I'll stay in the latte costume, okay. One giant mask.
That's good.
Well, but because Biden CDC and Cooper says no masks. We were walking up to an event outside. I wasn't wearing a mask. And my fiance is like, you better put it on. I'm like, nope, I'm outside. Now, the moment I walk through that door.
Mask on. You need a shield. Like, you know, that comes down. We played soccer for the first time on Saturday without masks. I got to see the kids' faces as their coach for the first time. And I was like, look at you guys.
So ugly. I'm just kidding.
By the way, we lost 7-0 on Saturday, so we can't use the mask as an excuse.
That's what you were using before.
We're 7-1. But anyway, Loren, speaking of kids, the au pair is an amazing thing for you because of your hours, because your husband, Dallas, will be traveling again here soon. You need to have a live-in nanny, like live-in childcare.
Right. And if you listen to the show, I feel like you've kind of taken the ride with me with au pair Elena. We've had her for the last 2.5 years, but we were able to get a 6-month extension for her because of COVID, but now she's coming to the end of her time with our family, which is very, very sad for us. But if I pretend like she's not leaving, then I will be unprepared when she does leave. So we are in the process of interviewing other au pairs. And we kind of came down to two girls that we really liked. Unfortunately, they're both in countries where we have to, like, get an exemption for them. Mm-hmm. So even if we hire one, we won't know for 30 days if we can actually get her here.
Because of the pandemic?
Right.
Yeah.
So.
And you're doing Zoom?
We're doing Zoom calls. Right. And we've spoken to these two girls a ton and gone back and forth in email and everything else. Well, on one of our Zoom calls on Friday, I think it was Friday, we were talking to our candidate from Brazil, and I was asking her like hypothetical questions, like, if we decided to go with you, do you think you could leave by this date? And if you could you get an appointment at the consulate to get your visa and everything else? Well, she missed the whole hypothetical. It was lost in translation. So she thought that we had hired her. And at the moment that this whole conversation is happening, my phone dies.
Oh, no. Oh,
okay.
So we're now in the middle of this conversation, like, can you get an appointment? Blah, 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 blah. She's thinking we're hiring her. The phone dies. And she has like 10 minutes where my phone's on the charger where she's like probably excited, calling her family.
I got the job.
Yeah. She's probably like already packing.
Yeah.
And I don't realize at this point that she thinks I've hired her.
Tell me again why she thinks that. Did you say like, hey?
Yeah. I was like, hey, you know, if we go down this road, we need to make sure that you could be here by the end of June. And can you get an appointment at the consulate?
So she probably hears I need to be here by June. I need,
and
you know,
can you do this?
Yes.
And she's saying, yes, I can.
Uh-huh.
And then she's like, I got the job.
Woo! And then the phone
Carolina,
dies.
Give me some of that barbecue.
I'll drive the BMW.
So you
called her. The phone dies, and I go to my computer, and I message her, and I say, hey, my phone just died. I've got it on the charger. I'll call you back in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
When I call her back in 10 minutes, the very first thing she says to me is, oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I'm like, oh, crap. This girl thinks I've hired her. And now I have to backpedal and fire her. Hold on a second. I go, you know, we haven't decided on anything yet. I was just asking you, like, hypothetically.
Her parents walk into the room with balloons. Go away, go away, go away.
Back out.
Confetti. It's not 100%.
So I felt so bad.
Open the champagne.
We'll just drink it alone.
I felt
Lorraine,
so bad.
Only you. Why is it always you?
I know.
You hired and fired someone on this, like, within an hour.
You accidentally hired them.
Within, like, 10 minutes.
Within 10 minutes. You have an issue with these au pairs because you showed up late when you picked up your one au pair, Lana, from the airport.
That was an accident. Yeah. That was before she had the au pair in her life to get to places on
right,
time.
Right.
So what's her name? Can I ask you?
Natalia.
Natalia.
Yeah.
And do you want to say what country she's from?
She's from Brazil.
Brazil. Mm-hmm. Okay. Where they're having high COVID rates, so
right.
It's hard for her to get here. 704 texted in and said, why can't you get an American au pair?
So
that's a good question.
Well, so there is essentially not American quote-unquote au pairs. You would have to, you'd hire a nanny locally. But the reason that we went with an au pair is we like the fact that they would live with us because I leave really early in the morning, and we were having a problem. Like, we would hire a nanny. They would either call me the night before and be like, hey, the hours aren't going to work for me, happened.
So...
Or they would work for 2 weeks and go, this isn't working out.
419 texted in almost the same question. So what you guys need to understand is when I was younger, I'd play volleyball back in New Jersey with these women who all had accents. And I found out that they were au pairs and I didn't know what that was. They explained that they come over to America as like a learning experience.
Right. So it's kind of like hosting.
You're a host family.
You're hosting a foreign exchange student.
Right.
Essentially. They have to take credits at school. But the nice thing is that it's consistent care for your kids. So they always have the same person. And when you have hours like we do, nobody has to get up at 4 a.m. and come to your house.
And all the Real Housewives has them. So whenever the show, show comes to Charlotte, Lorraine's primed for that opening.
So how do we stand with Natalia now? When was the last time you talked to her? Is she talking to you at all?
Yes, she's still speaking to me, thankfully.
Good.
We Dallas and I are going to take this week and make a decision because I think we're down to the wire. So,
yeah. I mean, what's the other one? What could the other one have that Natalia might not?
Well, so we loved both of them. Mm-hmm. But Natalia has just been like in constant touch with me where the other au pair, it's not as often.
Right,
I
got you.
So I feel a stronger connection.
The other one heard you hires and fires. She ain't dealing, man.
She ain't
getting around
that. She's not going to break my heart. Oh, good. A whole new accent, a whole new character for the show.
Yeah.
But God, we're going to miss Elena.
Yeah, she's not as big of a personality as Elena, so okay. Go easy on her.
All right. Let's hear Elena's laugh, Roy.
Yep.
There she goes. All right. Well, good luck with everything. We're happy to hear that there's positive.
Yeah. There's movement.
There's movement. Yes. Yep. All right. Listen, this article is crazy. We're going to talk about this next. Men who wear these are more likely to cheat.
Is someone in this room wearing it?
Maybe.
Okay.
Stand by.
Simply with the MRL Morning Show on KISS 95.1.
About 40 minutes away, less than 40 minutes away from $10,000. You could also potentially get that $500 instant bonus with the KISS cash code. But men who wear this are most likely to cheat.
Brittany wants to take a guess at it, Roy.
All right, Brittany, what do you think the cheater could be wearing?
Gray sweatpants.
Gray sweatpants. Do men who wear gray sweatpants, do they cheat? No.
Oh.
That's a very specific thing. Do you have an ex that wore gray sweatpants?
Listen, I already know what's going on. Do you want me to say it or do you want to say it?
You go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Men with gray who wears gray sweatpants, you can see their member really well. And so since they're showing it up, am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
And so if they're showing it off, then they're probably cheating because everybody's, you know, wants that.
Oh, my gosh.
See?
What?
I know, I know.
You,
I know
how did you deduce that?
Because I know what to look for in a man.
All right, Brittany, thanks for calling. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh,
and it's like a thing on TikTok.
Oh, okay.
It's a thing on TikTok, right. Too.
So wait, if it's not gray sweatpants, what is it that men who wear this are more likely to cheat?
Extravagant logos on their clothes. Men who wear extravagant fashions with large luxury logos embroidered on them are more likely to be untrustworthy, according to a new University of Michigan study, which did a psychological bulletin.
You mean like
kind of
Harvard?
Somebody who's wearing a sweatshirt that says Harvard with a giant Harvard word across their chest?
I think they're talking about, I'm just repping my school. I think what they're talking about is like if you put
like
Gucci.
Luxury logos.
Luxury logos. Okay. Like, Lorraine, your
Polo.
Shirt has a, doesn't it, well, but I don't
no,
see any
it's
logos.
Not logos.
Yeah, but that's embroidered, so maybe.
Yeah.
Affliction.
Oh, remember when that was a thing? Thank God that's done.
I saw some guy who thought it was still a thing this weekend at the soccer game.
We used to play D-bag bingo at the bars in Florida. We'd buy each other shots when somebody came in an Affliction shirt. And if they had rhinestones, doubles.
Not the D-bag bingo. Oh, Liberian. Oh, what goes on in your world? But yeah, the guys who
Florida
wear
is home of the Affliction.
Now
shirts.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game, D-bag bingo. Our two contestants, Roy and Loren, we're going to bring in a man. And if he's wearing an Affliction shirt, you go ahead and take your shots, okay? So men that wear logos on their shirt.
Luxury.
Luxury logos.
Yeah, so if they wear Gucci or I guess what's the... I don't know what a designer men's clothing is.
Like Louis Vuitton or
sure.
Something like that.
What's the whale?
Vineyard Vines.
Vineyard Vines.
Yeah. I have a those. You're targeting me.
You have a big whale on a pink shirt. Watch out, ladies. He might be cheating on you. That's an interesting study. All right, cool. We'll put that up at kiss951.com. You can go look and read that study later.
And he's going to pick all the logos I have. I know what you're doing.
We got to play Can't Be Loren. We've got a year of Cheerwine for you if you could take down that pop princess sitting right there.
704-570-9595. Call now and let's play Can't Beat Loren.
It's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on KISS 95.1.
Olivia, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi.
Olivia, you're representing Salisbury today. We'll see how you do in Can't Beat Loren.
All right.
All right, let's play.
Throw her out of the studio, Olivia.
All right, get out, Lauren.
I'm going.
Lauren's headphones down, walking out, masked up, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, J-Lo and her ex have been spotted together this weekend. It's not Mark Anthony, though. It's her ex, whose best friend is Matt Damon. Which ex is that?
Oh, my God.
What's his name? Played Batman.
Didn't they do a movie together?
They did a movie together, like one of their first movies they did together.
Yep.
Three.
I don't know.
All right.
That's okay.
Let's see how you do with question two. Dwayne Johnson said he'd consider running for president in the future if it meant he could unite the country. True or false? He's got a TV show called Young Rock.
False.
Question number three. Billie Eilish is shedding her baggy clothes for a sexier look on the cover of this magazine that shares the same name as a Madonna song. You know that one?
Wait, can you repeat that real quick?
Sure. Billie Eilish is shedding her baggy clothes for a sexier look on the cover of this magazine that shares the same name as a Madonna song.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't know that one? What magazines do you like to look at the covers of?
Probably none.
Magazine, yeah, what's that?
People magazine?
All right, that's a guess. We'll take it. This director of movies... Oh, boy. You know, this director of movies like Pulp Fiction, Kill Bill, and Django is excited to open up his movie theater that he owns in L.A. after being closed for a year. What director is that?
A little tougher as we get further.
Oh, my gosh.
Quentin.
Tarantino?
All right.
Great answer.
Yeah.
Question five. The head of Tesla is hosting SNL and asking fans for skit ideas on Twitter. What is his name?
Owner of Tesla?
Mm-hmm. And he also runs the company with the rocket, SpaceX.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
All right. That's okay. Come on in, Loren.
You're fine. It's fine.
It's okay. Not everybody does well
on
a Monday.
How do you typically do when you play?
This is my first time playing.
Oh. Yeah, but like, what about when you, like, listen in the car? Do you ever play?
Oh, I mean, when I listen in the car, I'm pretty good. But These were, like, what the heck kind of answers. My brain don't think.
So it's how fine. Did Olivia do?
Well, listen. I think there's a thing when you're in the car, it's one way. And then when you're on the phone and the spotlight's on, it's hard to think.
It is hard.
Now,
to
her defense, Nicole's gone, so there's no Biebs, there's no Kardashian questions. She wasn't feeling well today, so she left. Do you think the questions are harder?
I do think the questions are harder.
Well, then I'm sorry, Olivia.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're hard.
Let's see how she does, okay? J-Lo and her ex have been spotted together this weekend. It's not Mark Anthony, though. It's her ex whose best friend is Matt Damon.
Ben Affleck.
That's right. Unfortunately, no answer from Olivia. 1-0.
That's a sound we're going to hear a lot. Dwayne Johnson said he'd consider running for president in the future if it meant he could unite the country. True or false? He's got a TV show called Young Rock.
True.
That is correct. She said false. I thought that was a pretty hard question, though.
It is?
But it's 50-50. Yeah. I don't know of the show.
Most of our true or false are always true. Billie Eilish is shedding her baggy clothes for a sexier look on the cover of this magazine that shares the same name as a Madonna song.
Vogue.
That is correct. Olivia cannot think of that Madonna song. I knew you would have that reaction, Olivia, when you heard Vogue.
She said people.
That's okay. The director threw something out there.
All right, this is a good one. The director of movies like Pulp Fiction and Kill Bill, Django and Change, he's excited to open up his movie theater this week that he owns in L.A. after it was closed for a year. Pulp Fiction, Django Unchained, Kill Bill. What director? Three.
Tarantino?
That
would be correct.
She got that one right, too.
It's 4-1, if you guys care.
And the head of Tesla is hosting SNL and asking fans for skit ideas on Twitter. What's his name?
Oh.
Come on.
I can't think of it.
Not only is he being on the news because of this, but also the cast of SNL doesn't want to be with him, and they told him that they don't have to be there.
I know, and I know this, and I can't think of his name right now. As soon as you say it, I'm going to know.
Elon Musk.
Yep.
Final score 4-1. It was more tough than usual. Yeah. I'll give you that because Nicole writes like questions that anybody can answer.
Yeah. Nicole would have written that last one the other way. Like Elon Musk is going to join what
TV show?
It would have been like Miley Cyrus would have been the answer because she's going to be the musical guest.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We beat you up pretty bad today, Olivia. But you got to say one thing before we get you out of here.
I'm Olivia, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Olivia.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't realize they were that tough.
Rough, but
here's a question from Nicole. You ready? M. Kardashian. Fill in the M. What comes before M? Kim.
Yeah.
Roy, we got to talk to you next.
You guys do. You guys have beef with me and my dog, Callie.
You've ruined Callie.
I have not ruined my dog.
You wouldn't be doing this if you hadn't.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere. Start your... Don't go anywhere. Keep your ears peeled to the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show right here on Kiss 95.1 because we're the only show giving away a grand prize of $10,000 at 8 a.m. with the Kiss cash code. 8 a.m. Don't go anywhere. Listen to the code word. All right, Lorenz, we have beef with Roy.
Total.
With my dog, Callie. You think I've ruined Callie?
Well, I don't. I think you have ruined Callie as a pet because you are now on the hunt for a new dog.
Not necessarily. Yes and no. Here's the thing. Okay. This all started because I told you two that I was going to an adoption event this weekend to go look at dogs.
You told us last week off the air, yes.
Now, my fiance is the type, we're not getting a dog, but he likes to go look at the dogs. I'm the type, like, if I'm going to an adoption event, I'm grabbing one. Like, we're coming home with puppies. Like, I guess it's just the way it works with me.
You fall in love with the story, and then you're like, oh, they need a home.
Oh, yeah. For sure. But, and you guys think that because my dog's now a service dog, a medical alert dog, you think that she's ruined from that, or...
I do, and I think my thought is different than Loren. I think you've ruined Callie, not for Callie. You've ruined Callie for your fiance, Sterling.
Really?
Like, Sterling and you adopted this sweet little dog, Callie, who was a hot mess. Mm. Didn't like to be around other dogs. Had a lot of anxiety.
She needed a service dog when we got her.
Right.
Right.
And now you have turned her into your service
dog. I've trained her well, yes.
Exactly. You've turned her into your service dog. You are the one that goes to the classes with her. She's a service dog to sniff on you, to hit on you if there's an incident.
Sure.
Sterling gets none of that. You said the other day that I said, where's, like, today Callie's not at work. I said to Roy the other day when Callie wasn't here, Loren, where's Callie? Oh, he's at home. She's at home with Sterling. And then the next day he goes, Sterling said she paced all day looking for me, could not wait for me to get home. Well, now you ruined the whole Callie experience for Sterling.
She was worried that I wasn't there because I go everywhere with her. Wherever I go, she's typically an extension of me.
So
I mean,
it went from y'all's dog to yours dog.
Right. I mean, she does bounce around. And like she'll come be with, like, in the afternoon, she'll, like, come be with me, and then she'll, like, go check in on him. I think he gets just enough. I think it's fine. I do think it's fine.
Well, you wouldn't be looking for another dog.
No, you know.
Callie's a working dog.
Uh-huh.
She is a working dog, but she also has off time where she plays and she's like a normal dog.
But think about how jealous Callie's going to be of new dog.
She's not
that new dog gets to have off time all of the time and play all of the time and she has to work.
I think dogs do like structure. I think they really love to work.
Too.
I think they love the I think she loves to come to work. I think she loves to do these tasks.
Yes.
Plus
she also loves to go to the window and sit in the sun.
Yeah.
And she can't do that when she's on.
We give her breaks and she can go do breaks. Listen, let me tell you what really happened. I have to, although I hear you, I don't agree with you, but I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what happened at the adoption event. This is a horrible, horrible trait of me. This is totally my problem. But I got so jealous when we were at the adoption event. So it happened to be put on by the same people that we got her from, the rescue.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were there, she heard one of the people at the animal rescue's voice, and Callie got so excited.
Because she recognized
it? She recognized the person.
And it's been years.
It's been years. And she, like, sprinted, was jumping all over her, was howling.
Was she supposed to be working at the time?
No. She was off. She didn't even have her vest on. And she was so excited. She was honestly like a new dog. She wouldn't listen to any of my commands.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so jealous. I'm
of
like,
that
what?
Person.
Yes.
Now, how do you think Sterling felt? Because now he's two behind.
Yeah.
He's behind her or him and you.
And this is how Sterling feels all the time.
Yes.
You felt it for 10 minutes.
That's not true.
You have ruined your dog, Callie.
A family dog has become
a service dog for you. And honestly, I think it's selfish.
Honestly, she hits more on him than me.
Because you're making him anxious. So did you decide to adopt? What's the plan?
No, I got upset and jealous, and I stormed out of there. I said, if you love it so much, I'll go put you in a cage.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
My goodness.
I'm kidding. I make one joke in the room turns. It goes to show you how well that animal rescue cheats their dogs, because years later, she still was so in love.
Mm-hmm.
With them, but no, we didn't see any
anything
animals
that matched.
No, because if we did do it, It would have to be a good match for her, more her than me.
Okay. So. All we're saying is that you and Sterling once had a really good family dog that then became a working dog.
We do. You act like she doesn't get a second to be a dog. She plays with Sterling.
When you're not there, she paces.
When I am at work, she does like to be at work with me. That's true.
When you're not there, she paces. Get around. All right. Keep us updated on the adopting situation. All right.
Okay.
All right.
So there are some secrets that you keep from your significant other. And we found an article from BuzzFeed about some of those secrets. And after reading this, I understand why you're keeping it a secret.
Okay.
Here's some of the examples. The only reason that I'm still with my husband is because I can't afford to be on my own. Ouch.
I bet there's a lot of people that admit that, that would agree with that.
Before I got married, my husband asked me to pay off all my credit card debt. I'm not real great with money. He doesn't know this, but I didn't do it, and I'm still carrying $10,000 worth of debt.
Oof.
I'm a woman, and my husband does not know the number of partners, moving furniture partners, that I have had in the past.
That's fine. That's no big deal.
I don't think that's a big deal either.
We talked about that.
They don't really want to know either way.
No. And they'll lie about their number anyway.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I think everybody has an idea.
Yeah.
You probably have an idea.
Sure.
Yeah.
Your idea might be wrong, but I think you have an idea.
And I think nowadays the number is inflated because of, the apps. Way more than what it used
to
be.
Probably.
So I think that what was like societal norms in, late 2000s, 2010.
Are probably higher.
Is dramatically different in the between the 2010s and 2020s.
I agree with that.
Yep.
And then this is pretty bad. These are the secrets that people will never tell their spouses. I've never told my husband that I absolutely despise his three children from a previous marriage.
Whoa.
They literally disgust me.
Oh my gosh.
Please do not. If you would like to stay in your marriage, please do not ever share that information with anybody.
But it ain't her kids. You know that's like what she thinks because they ain't mine.
They disgust me.
That's what she said.
Oh my gosh. All right. Here's a question we have for you guys. Jump on the phones and just tell us. You don't have to tell us the secret. We just want to take a poll, a little people poll, as we call it. Do you have a secret from your spouse? This is not dating. Like, you're married. Like, married people only on this one. Do you have a secret from your spouse? And if you do, how many other people know that secret?
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call. If you text us, we'll call you back.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have a secret from your spouse, but other people know? What do you think, Lorraine? You think we'll get a lot of people that have someone else that knows?
I think so.
All right, your call's next. Stay tuned.
Living that all-time low, Demi Lovato. Monsters with the Mandy Boy of the Red Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
This is crazy. So we're talking about, Loren brought this article to the table about the lies that you keep from your spouse.
Yeah, and some of them were pretty deep. I would probably keep that a secret, too. But we got a couple text messages, and it seems like a lot of people have secret accounts and secret credit cards. 704 said, I have three secret credit cards that I hide from my significant other. And somebody has a secret spending account, too. I mean, who doesn't, right?
Yeah, I mean, how many people have texted us and said they keep Amazon orders from their spouse? Well, that's good. So you guys aren't as dirty and crazy as we thought. Like, this article clearly is more than what the people are saying.
I mean, somebody despised their stepchildren.
Like, I thought we'd get a phone call from somebody who would say, like, I actually have another family in Portland, Oregon, and my family here has no idea. Can you disguise my voice?
Yeah, I didn't expect that call. that's a secret.
Hey, we got to talk about a guy from right here in Charlotte who this past weekend landed himself in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, good for him.
I want to see if Roy could do one of what he did.
Okay.
All right.
So it must be something very difficult and physical is what I'm guessing.
We'll get into it next. Don't go anywhere. What is it that a Charlotte man did to break a world record this Saturday, Loren? It's something physical. Any guesses?
Hanging upside down.
That's not bad. That's
hey, not bad. You guys taped me to the window in here for the entire show, and that broke a world record.
Well, to be honest, you kept leaving the studio. We had to stop you from doing that.
That's no lie.
We were doing World Record Week here on the Manny, Roy, and Lauren show. We did tape you to the window, and you did the show from there. That is so funny. I love those pictures. This man, Shane Johnson, he's a veteran, a motivational speaker, and now a Guinness World Record holder. On Saturday, Johnson broke the record for most push-ups completed in 1 hour.
Wow.
The previous record, which stood for over 30 years, was 2,919 push-ups in 1 hour.
That's because nobody likes to do push-ups.
Johnson smashed that previous record by completing 3,050 push-ups in 60 minutes. He's also attempting to break the record for most push-ups completed in 12 hours.
12 hours? Non-stop push-ups for 12 hours?
He finished with 16,500 push-ups completed, a few thousand short of the 19,000 in the Guinness Book of World Records.
I wish I could remember the name of this book that I read, but it was from a guy who was in the Marines, and he did the pull-ups, like 24 hours of pull-ups, and he tried to do it, I guess, like twice before he actually broke the world record. But he said he was like so embarrassed the first two times he did it because he knew about 2 hours in that he wasn't on par to actually make it.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I always wonder too, like, how does it come across these people's minds to do it? Like, what prompted you to go, oh, I can do push-ups really well, let's break a world record? Like, you know our buddy Rick, who owns Total Nutrition Technology?
Yes.
He has that world record where he ripped the phone books in half. Remember that? I mean, it was even like on Jeopardy of how big he was because he would rip all the phone books here in Charlotte.
A lot of people do it, too, for like charity.
Maybe yeah, that's what he was doing.
He's
I'm like,
doing this
what?
For charity. Yeah, he says he's no stranger to pushing himself to the limit. In 2018, he hiked up 22 miles a day. He hiked up to 22 miles a day from Orlando, Florida to Los Angeles, California to raise money for homeless veterans and his foundation Hike Across America. He said he's training and attempting a breaking Guinness Book of World Records to help him connect with a lot of people. He does these things to inspire people.
Okay, good. Yeah. Because when Rick did the phone book, I'm like, were you trying to get kindling for a fire? did you not find a phone number and you got mad? Like, how do you rip a phone book?
David Goggin is the one, I believe, is the guy who wrote the book I'm talking about, Can't Hurt Me.
This guy trained for 5 months for this event. Roy, you have not trained at all.
No, in fact, I think I did a 5K without training once.
He did 2,900 push-ups in 60 minutes.
Uh-huh.
How many can you do in 60 seconds?
In 60 seconds? None. I can't even do a push-up.
Come on, you could do one.
I cannot.
Can you do the modified ones?
I can do
like
it
on
against,
your knee?
I can do it against the wall.
You can't physically do it because you'll hurt yourself?
No, because I'm a big boy. It's a lot to go down and up. You want me trying?
Yeah, okay. I do. I want you to complete one in 60 seconds.
Hold on. I'm going to get my phone out.
Don't film me. It's embarrassing. I'm not proud
Nobody.
That I can't do
this
it.
This guy trained for 5 months. You're not training at all.
Okay.
He did. This guy, Shane from Charlotte, broke a record.
It's already hard enough to get down
Roy's down on the floor. Come on, buddy. Right. You can do
I'll tell you when to go. Hold on.
Well, I ain't getting information until you tell me ready.
All right, Roy's going to try and beat the time. All right, you ready?
He's doing the modified ones,
There's
I think.
Toenails down here.
Babies.
Oh, my God.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, and go.
Okay.
Roy's doing push-ups on the floor.
He just fell straight on his face trying to do the first one.
It's seven. We're at 10 seconds. Did you do one?
Not really.
Too difficult.
Loren, has he done one? We're at 15 seconds.
He's just fallen to the floor.
That counted as one.
What you didn't even move.
Yes, I did.
Come on, do
Come
one.
On.
You
I'm
can do
trying
it.
To do
Come on, buddy. Go. You can do it. Oh, he collapsed on the floor. 30 seconds.
Okay, Roy.
Not
hurt
one
yourself.
Push-up.
Come on up. Come on up.
Hey. You know what, though? All these people that do push-ups, they're skinny, and that's why they can do them.
Buddy, I'm going to send this to the Guinness Book of World Records. I'm not sure anybody else is capable of not doing one push-up in 30 seconds.
Manny, Roy, and Lauren.
Make me, like, laugh.
Morning show with Manny, Roy, and Lauren on Kiss 95.1.
Did you guys ever lie or fake an injury? I know we just talked about lying to your spouse a little while ago. Lie is a strong word. Did you ever fake an injury? Roy, I feel like you did this last week because you felt bad that you were able to cut the line somewhere.
Oh, yeah. So I walked with a limp.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you have a limp? Was there a need to walk with the limp?
No, it was not. No, but I skipped the line.
Yeah.
I was invited to skip the line, to be clear.
I may or may not have exaggerated an ankle sprain to get out of cheering a game when I was a professional cheerleader.
There you go. I had a friend ask me, it's a divorce situation. He's moving out of his house and he's doing it. First of all, he's moving out of his house and he's doing it in a way that's really interesting because I feel bad for couples, obviously, that divorce with kids. But he doesn't want to shock the kids by bringing a U-Haul to the house and moving everything out to go to an apartment. So he's moving out little by little, and he's starting to do, like, the upstairs bedroom area, moving all the stuff out. He did his downstairs office, and now he's doing the upstairs bedroom area this Saturday. And he texts me, and he's like, hey, man, if you don't mind, if you're available, I got two other guys coming to help me clean out the bedroom, you know, to get stuff into the truck and then help me bring it to South Park and we'll unload it. I'm like, oh, dude, I have a friend here. Plus my arm is, it's shot. My shoulder's shot. I can't do anything. Well, that was true like a year ago, but after I got my cortisone shot, my arm is actually much better, but I still use that injury excuse. I will still fake that injury. And if you're listening to me right now, bud, I'm sorry, but I was not down to help you move stuff out of your upstairs bedroom and over to South Park and then unload it into an apartment in South Park.
Dude, your buddy needed you.
Well, I also had my friend here from out of town, and if I told him that, like, yeah, me and my friend are coming, he's like, great, an extra set. So now I got four hands out of you?
See, you know,
you have to know my friend. He's needy.
You need to be like me and make sure everyone knows that you're not physically able to do anything.
Yeah.
Like, I always make
you didn't do one push-up in 20 seconds a couple minutes ago on the air.
And I have no desire to do one push-up in 20
seconds. if he did one push-up, we would expect him to do two push-ups and then three push-ups.
Like, whenever
what happened to trainer Roy? What happened to training Roy?
What do you mean, listen, I don't want people knowing how strong I really am.
Right.
Okay.
Because then they're going to be wanting my help for everything. Hey, help me do this. No, I don't want to help you do anything. I'm just going to keep me and my whatever I believe to be strength to myself.
Who would you help move?
No one. That sounds awful.
You wouldn't help me move?
And if he did, you know he'd be like in the way. It would be funny.
Oh, my gosh. I dropped. I don't want to be responsible for breaking your crap. I'd give you a recommendation for some good movers. That's what I would do.
Would you
I'll drive the truck.
Lorraine move?
I'll drive the truck.
The truck.
I'll do that.
That's not.
I'll go get food and pizza for everybody.
That's good.
Is that helpful?
Yeah, that's helpful.
Listen, I'm the team mom of physical activity. I will rally the troops.
So, Lorraine, if you have to move, just know that I can't because my shoulders hurt. Roy can rally the troops, so it looks like you got Nicole to help you move everything.
Do you binge listen to the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show? We know home with...
Coming up here in just a little bit, we want to play a game. I think we need Nicole here to help facilitate it, though.
Mm-hmm. And she's out because she got what she says, salmonella. She says she got the salmonella poisoning.
She said that she ate her chicken rare.
That's not a thing. You don't eat chicken rare.
She asked if a little pink was okay. We're like, no.
Not in chicken.
But hey, how do you not know that?
We have plenty of games to play, and I think we'll play the $10,000 pyramid, Roy and Loren, with two listeners coming up just after 9.
Okay.
Did you hear? This story's so crazy, though. These stories that we find, a rare lobster was saved from being dinner at Red Lobster.
I heard this happens. This pops up every now and then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Red Lobster is known for having a big tank in front of the locations full of lobsters. And typically, obviously, you pick them and they end up on your dinner plate. But that wasn't the case for one lobster in Virginia. It turns out being a rare specimen has its perks. The lobster in question is also referred to as one of the rarest lobsters in the world, according to reports.
What is so rare about it?
The animal, which had been nicknamed Freckles due to its appearance, is a calico lobster. According to the news outlets, these sort of lobsters are named for the spotted design that appears on their shell and only occur in one out of every 30 million lobsters. This freckle-type lobster pops up.
I wonder who spotted it. Was it the guest who was like, whoa, 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 get this thing out of the tank? Or was like the managers there trained?
And does somebody at Red Lobster have extra lobster experience?
Yeah, like is there a lobster specialist?
Like when SeaWorld dissolved, did all those workers go to pick up jobs at Red Lobster so that they could keep track of what's going on in the tank?
I don't know.
Apparently, it made it even more of a surprise to show up to a Red Lobster in Manassas, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Manassas?
That's the place I like to be.
So not only did this lobster that was super rare end up inside of a Red Lobster, he did it inside of a town called Manassas. What kind of town is that?
How are you pronouncing it?
How am I? You say it, Loren.
Manassas?
Manassas.
Is that right? Did I say
it
right?
It's Manassas, okay. Yeah. But you put too much emphasis on the man. It's Manassas, Virginia.
Man, you got to go check out this lobster here in Manassas. Anyway, the lobster has been donated to the Virginia Living Museum for its lobster display. What's going on in Virginia where there's a lobster display?
I don't know.
Don't know.
And who shows up to that?
Where is it? I don't know what that is.
I don't know, but I thought that was funny.
But, I mean, is the lobster display like the albino gator at Pigeon Forge, you know? Like, is it
is it really just like a zoo, like a living display, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. It has been donated to the Virginia Living Museum for its lobster display. And by lobster display, do you mean, so it's going from one tank.
To another.
It's going from Red Lobster.
At least it gets to stay in the tank a little longer.
Yeah, can we let it back in where it can make more of its rare babies?
Right? Okay. Anyway, that story, by the way, is up at kiss951.com. You can go look at a picture of this thing, too. All right, let's play a game. Mm-hmm. We'll give Roy and Loren a caller right now at 704-570-9595. Somebody's got to team up with Roy. Somebody's got to team up with Loren. Remember the game? It's kind of like the match game. Like, Roy, you're going to say something like things that bark.
Okay.
And then your contestant has to answer.
With, like, dog.
Dog.
Yeah. Okay.
And we'll give each one of you, like, 30 seconds, and whoever gets the most in 30 seconds will win.
Okay.
All right, so we need someone to play with Loren right now. We need someone to play with Roy right now.
704-570-9595. Call now and pick me because I'm the better one.
Yeah, it's a game called No Money Pyramid.
No Money Pyramid.
That's what we have.
Connect with Manny, Roy, and Loren Show on KISS 95.1.
Welcome to the game No Money Pyramid.
All right. There's nothing on the line. There's absolutely no pressure. You could just be a winner or a loser. Here we go.
Just pride, Roy. Pride's on the line. And what we're going to do is we have a contestant for Loren. Her name is Rachel. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
We have a contestant for Roy, and his name is Jess from Monroe.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Now, Jess said he was in the deep sticks of Monroe. Let's be clear.
That's right.
All right, here's how this game is played. Ladies first. Rachel, you'll go first. Loren is going to say something like, name something in the sky. And you can name one of the things in the sky. There's not really a right or wrong answer. The idea is to see how many, if you can get 7 right in 30 seconds.
Okay.
Got it.
If you want to pass, you can pass. And if you pass and there's time left, you can go back to the one that you passed on. When time is up, you'll hear a buzz, okay?
All right, Rachel, we got this.
Are you guys ready?
We're ready.
All right, Loren and Rachel, you are on the clock.
Things you lick.
Lollipop.
Parts of a flower.
Stem.
Words that end in ing.
Morning.
The noise a police car makes.
Siren.
Firefighters use this.
Hose.
Things in a bank.
Money.
And states that start with the letter A.
Alabama.
Wow. Ooh. You guys did it.
Great job, Rachel.
Now, Roy and I gave each other a look on one of your answers.
We did.
Siren?
Yes. Yeah. Because I think what we're looking for is the wee.
Yeah. I wouldn't have taken that if I was the judge, but I'm a bias. I'm biased because I'm in the game.
The question was the sound that the police car makes. So you said siren, which is incorrect. That is actually the device. So you got 6 right out of 7 in 30 seconds, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jess?
Yeah, man.
All right, now listen, we got this. If you don't know it, we'll pass, go back. You don't want to get it wrong, okay?
You got it.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Go. All right, you wear it to hunt.
Camo.
Words that start with SH.
Shelf.
Things you eat with a spoon.
Cereal.
Types of weather.
Rainy.
Things that crawl. Anything.
People.
Okay, things at a college.
Students.
All right, so...
Time is up.
Are you going to give them people?
Yeah, people can crawl. I crawl. Yes.
People do not... Babies crawl.
They're people. You didn't say adults.
What are you doing on St. Patty's Day?
Yeah, you crawl.
The bar crawl.
I don't think that was the kind of crawl they were looking for.
How many did you have left?
One. So he got 6 out of 7. Yeah. It's a tie.
Look at us, Rachel.
And honestly, in this stupid game, Loren at least got 7 questions out.
Yeah.
So technically, she and Rachel win. Well, we love playing these silly games with you guys. Thanks for playing with us, okay?
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, good job, Jess. Good job, Rachel. Only our show has a definitive, like, non-answer, right. You know. Like, we don't know who wins. But when there's no money on the line and it's just for fun.
Who cares?
Exactly. That's what it's all about.
Play the music.
It's okay.
We really won.
It's fine, Rachel.
All right, Duncan Lawrence now. This is RK. We're loving this one on Kiss. A broken heart.
So today is National Teacher Day, and before we get out of here, I thought maybe we could just quickly go around the room and talk about our favorite teacher. This morning, we kind of started talking about it, but we got to our least favorite teachers.
Uh-huh.
I talked about how one teacher threw an eraser at someone in my class, and that's not really praising teachers, because that's very unusual. Roy, I mean, you had an experience with a teacher that had a paddle.
She did, and she hung it in the back room, and it was a warning.
Yeah.
Like, don't mess with me.
I had this teacher my sophomore year of high school, Mr. Kovecki, his name is. I don't think he really wanted to teach.
Mm-hmm.
He was like somebody who was really quiet, very dry sense of humor, and he taught me math. And he taught it like everybody should know it. And if he had to teach it and you didn't know it, it kind of annoyed him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like, come on, look. I mean, you take two, you divide it by another two, you put the double, you know, the fraction over here, it's over there. Look, it's so easy. And I'm like, do what now?
Huh?
But for some reason, Mr. Kovecki took a shine to me. He liked me. And I think he felt really bad because I was math deficient and still am to a point where if he gave me a question and I got it right, he would be so happy for me.
Yeah.
And he also took the time, like we mentioned earlier this morning, shout out to those teachers who take the time to work the extra, you know, go the extra mile with their students.
Right.
He would keep me after school. He'd be like, you know, Manny, come by after school. I'll help you get through it. He gave me a B in math, and I did not deserve
it. You did not deserve it at all.
I did not deserve a B. Plus, I got most improved math student for the year.
The math teachers are too nice. You know, one of my math teachers from high school still listens to this show.
Nice.
In my hometown of Virginia, Mrs. Shannon, and I was just messaging her the other day, and I'm like, I really sucked at math. And she's like, no, you didn't. I'm like, are you sure you listen to the same radio show? Because
I can't do a word problem to save my soul.
I do math on the air, and it's awful.
None of us are any better, though.
No.
You know? What about you, Ren? Do you have a favorite teacher that sticks out for you?
Yeah, and it was a teacher that I don't know if everybody appreciated, because this is also the same teacher who used to make us write the Declaration of Independence when we would do something wrong in his class.
Oh, annoying.
So... But it was Mr. Kula, and everybody used to call Mr. Kula Mr. Cooley, like the butt.
Yep.
But I Mr. Kula, I thought was so funny on a typical, like he would get, not down on your level, but he would talk to you like a peer as opposed to how, you know, some teachers talk down.
Right.
Yeah.
He just had like a really interesting way of teaching, and I appreciated that. Now, I didn't have to write the Declaration of Independence a couple times in his class, but...
Do you remember any of it?
No.
Do you know how it starts?
I don't remember.
Yes, you do.
No. I think I blacked it out, honestly. I would venture to say I probably wrote it 7 times in 1 year.
And you can't even remember how it started, the Declaration of Independence? You know, right, Roy?
I do.
Yeah. It's very famous words.
Don't. I don't.
We out of here. O-U-T-T-A-H-E-A.
It started out with E-F-F-Y-O-U, Britain. That's what it
was. I say, George, how do you spell deuces?
There you go, kids. That's a good lesson for you.
Making it safe to date.
All right, LeBron, what's going on in Hollywood?
So fans are freaking out because J-Lo has been spotted hanging out with an ex. Did you guys see this?
I can't believe she would do this.
It's not Mark Anthony.
I thought it wasn't real, but it's real.
You're right. They are freaking out.
She was seen with Ben Affleck on Friday. And they dated. I feel like.
I loved that relationship.
I did too, but it was a lot longer than I remembered it being. They dated from like 2002 to 2004, and I thought it was just like a flash in the pan kind of thing. I know they were engaged, but like I don't remember it being that long.
I do. I remember it was a thing.
Did they have a celebrity name?
Bennifer.
Bennifer, that was it.
I know they were a good-looking couple, though. He was attractive. She was attractive.
Yeah. That was like when the names were hot and heavy. Like they had Tomcat.
That's right.
Tom and Katie, Bennifer.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's another fan that wants to talk about how surprised they are that Ben Affleck and J-Lo are spotted together.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is special. This is special.
I tell you, people give Ben Affleck so much crap because he gets so much food, like Postmate it to his house, and I love it. And like every time he gets the food from his front of his door, he looks all disheveled.
I know. I love actors that are spotted that way.
Ben has got some like real issues.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like some real issues.
I know, but if you saw me, you know, in the afternoon getting some Postmates, I'm going to be disheveled too.
Yeah, yeah. I saw this awesome look. It was Michael Douglas, the actor Michael Douglas, spotted in New York City with a button-down shirt and sweatpants on.
Yeah.
And I told Amanda, I was like, I want to rock that look. She goes, no, you can't. I go, that's a cool look. Like, it's just I don't care look.
It didn't ever catch on, though, dude.
No, because it's cool, though. Celebrities don't care.
No, they don't care.
It's not. All right.
And meanwhile, Lorraine's looking at the restaurant that she's going to try to match the restaurant vibe with her outfit.
Her clothes wants to match the decor of La Belle Helene.
Yeah. What were you guys doing?
What are you going to do,
during
white
Britney
and black?
Spears, when we played Britney Spears' Toxic, she was looking at the restaurant.
I was literally planning my outfit around the restaurant.
Sounds nuts, right?
Does sound nuts.
But she does it in a way that's like normal. She's just like, let's have a look at the restaurant so I can see what I'm going to wear.
I had a picture of the restaurant pulled up while I was on my Rent the Runway.
What'd you come up with?
Something Eiffel Tower, I bet, because it's France.
No. I wanted like a solid, bold color because the whole restaurant is black and white, and I wanted it.
You want to stick out and let this be the center of attention.
Yes, but I didn't want the dress to be too busy or have a pattern where it clashed with the background.
Because she's hot.
I said you want to be the center of attention, and you go, yes. I don't think you realized.
No,
I thought you said you want it to be the center of attention, and I meant the restaurant.
I know. You want to be the center of attention.
Also.
Right.
I love you, Lorraine.
Yeah.
That's awesome,
I know I'm not. It's okay. All right, Jenna Dewan and Channing Tatum, they're still fighting over money. They are divorced, but they're fighting over the money he made during Magic Mike, that whole franchise, and they just can't come to an agreement. So she, of course, wants it to go to trial so that she can get spousal support based on that.
Okay.
And Vanessa Bryant, she is trying to honor her daughter with a new clothing line. So that'll be cool coming up here in a little bit. So we'll keep you posted on that. I know. I really hope she's taking the time to grieve because, you know, some people stay busy after a loss like that and then they don't grieve. And then years later, they just crumble. So I really hope that in her honoring her husband, her late husband and daughter, that this is part of the grieving process for her. And she's not just trying to stay afloat.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, that is your dirty.
All right. Thank you so much, Lorraine. We still have $10,000 with the Kiss Cash code that could go into your hands. That keyword's coming up in about 15 minutes at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, cool. Tomorrow morning, make sure you're listening, 7 a.m., 7:05-ish. We're going to have Caitlin on for another episode of Should She. The guy she's been dating for 3 months wants to see something from her, and she wants to know, should she do it? So we'll all have to vote and decide if she should.
Okay.
And then, of course, War of the Roses at 7:50.
All right. It's going to be a big show. Hope you join us tomorrow morning.
Previously on the
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.